This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, Ryan Smith, R-E-I, and like November, S-M-I-T-H, date of birth 10-5 of 1954. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up from Mr. Ryan Smith with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and history of lung carcinoma and oropharyngeal carcinoma. His last visit was June 12th of this year. His weight is up 5 pounds since his last visit, but he does fluctuate and gains weight in the winter often. He's feeling well, no recurrence of cancer, and he does get all of his lab studies done in Ann Arbor. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He reports his home blood pressures range between 120 and 130 over 70 to 80 when checked. They're often higher in the office, but they are lower at home, he reports. No dizziness, headaches, or syncopal episodes. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, I want to highlight aldactone, 25 milligram at bedtime. Lisinopril is 2.5 milligram daily if blood pressure is higher than 120 systolic. And he has been off his Keytruda for the last year, and he is up to date on his immunizations. Physical exam, weight 174 pounds, pulse 76, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, but no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, I said. No murmur, rubber, gallop, if I haven't already said that. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-7-2023. Creatinine is 1.99, calcium 9.1, albumin 4.6, sodium 136, potassium 5.2, carbon dioxide 24. His GFR is 34. And hemoglobin 12.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. Two, diabetic nephropathy, stable. And three, hypertension, actually in the office but well controlled at home. He will continue his aldactone, low-dose lisinopril, and toprol. Extended release is 12.5 milligram once a day. He will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.